What case commissioners look for in social care providers. Choosing the right social care provider involves defining care needs, researching providers, and assessing their qualifications and experience. Key considerations for case commissioners include the quality of care, range of services, accessibility, collaboration, inclusivity, and cost-effectiveness. The aim is to help people live a life that truly matters to them, providing better outcomes and improved well-being. Selecting the right social care provider for people in need of care. Choosing the right social care provider is a critical decision that requires careful consideration and research. The process begins with defining a person's specific care needs and preferences. This includes the type of care required, the schedule, location, and any special considerations. Researching local care providers, verifying their credentials and qualifications, and assessing their experience and specializations is essential. Reading reviews, testimonials, and case studies from current or past care journeys can provide valuable insights into the provider's reliability, professionalism, and quality of care. Commissioning and market shaping play a crucial role in this process. Commissioning involves identifying the type and number of existing services to be commissioned, balancing the number of people who can be supported, the price that can be paid, and the expected quality of services. On the other hand, market shaping ensures that people have a choice of high-quality services. Commissioners can determine and stimulate types of provision in the market, which can come from a range of community-based, not-for-profit, or healthcare organizations, as well as the private and for-profit sectors. As a social care provider, we believe in open and transparent discussions about the future of the health and social care sector, where collaboration, a human rights-based model of care and the well-being of our workforce are the main priorities. The Catalyst Care Group White Paper Survey 2024 aims to evaluate the progress over the past year while delving into the current experiences and challenges faced by families, carers, commissioners, and care professionals. This year's survey explores the personal experiences of people receiving care and their families, clinician perspectives, employee dynamics, and commissioning challenges. By gathering these insights, the survey serves as a call to action to enhance the responsiveness of health and social care. You have earned the right to speak on your views and personal experiences, and we invite you to take the survey and share your opinion. It will only take 5 to 10 minutes of your time. Your insights are invaluable. Take the survey. The health and social care sector in the UK. The UK's health and social care sector is witnessing a significant transformation due to the aging population. Higher living and healthcare standards have led to a rise in life expectancy, especially for people between 65 and 85. The Office for National Statistics, ONS, estimates that by 2050, 1 in 4 people will be 65 or older, an increase from 1 in 5 in 2019. Furthermore, it is predicted that the number of people aged 85 or over will double by 2041 to over 3.4 million. This demographic shift has resulted in a growing demand for care services and facilities in the UK, necessitating additional investment and growth in the sector. Another significant challenge facing the health and social care sector in the UK is the growing prevalence of dementia. Dementia, a term describing different neurological challenges that trigger a loss of brain function, is becoming more common. The Alzheimer's Society reports that there are currently 1 million people living with dementia in the UK, which is projected to rise to 1.4 million by 2040. This escalating situation indicates a rising need for specialist dementia care across the UK. What needs to be improved in the system? In a world where the health and social care sector is constantly evolving, how do the commissioners, those responsible for effectively allocating public funds, perceive the current state of affairs? What challenges do they face, and what improvements do they believe are necessary to build a more substantial care market? Catalyst Care Group's White Paper Results. LEAF Complex Care is part of the Catalyst Care Group. Last year, we conducted our first Catalyst Care Group survey. We released a white paper that includes responses from 200-plus support workers, commissioners, and families, presenting the current state and challenges in UK health and social care. The care sector, as seen through the eyes of case commissioners, is in need of significant improvements. Rightward's double arrow. The main challenges reported by 80% of commissioners are a lack of funding, accommodation and community capacity for people, and better collaboration with providers. These challenges are further impacted by the high caseloads that many commissioners carry. More than 40% of the participants had a caseload of 30-plus people, and a further 40% reported caseloads of 40-plus people. This high workload and the lack of resources make it difficult for commissioners to effectively allocate public funds and ensure access to quality care and support. Regarding what needs to be improved, the commissioners' responses were clear and pointed. 84% called for a stronger provider market. 78% emphasized the need for better collaboration with providers. 77% shared that additional funding was seen as a necessity. 38% highlighted the need for stronger leadership. 25% felt that additional training and smaller caseloads would significantly improve the system. For more details and responses coming from case commissioners, care recipients, their families, and support workers, download the white paper below. White Paper Publication 2023. Download the white paper publication and stay up to date with the current state of the UK health and social care sector. I agree that I have read and agree to the privacy policy. I agree that I have read and agree to the terms and conditions. Get a free copy. The key responsibilities of case commissioners. Case commissioners' responsibilities are diverse, with various aspects of planning, implementing, and evaluating services to ensure the well-being of care recipients and communities. One of their key responsibilities is to analyze the needs of the local population and identify emerging trends. This includes understanding the prevalence and awareness of differences such as learning disabilities and autism and planning services accordingly. They are also tasked with planning services based on their analysis, taking a long-term view and considering the core well-being needs of people and communities. In addition to planning, case commissioners are responsible for implementing the planned services. This involves co-producing with other key stakeholders in the community to develop and procure the right services. They also evaluate the effectiveness of the services they implement, reviewing the outcomes and making necessary adjustments to ensure the services meet the needs of the care recipients and communities they serve. Furthermore, they manage relationships with various stakeholders in the care sector, each with their own roles, responsibilities, and priorities. This includes care recipients and their families, care providers, regulatory bodies, schools, and third sector organizations. The role of a case commissioner is complex. It requires a broad set of skills and knowledge to ensure the well-being of care recipients and communities by effectively planning, implementing, and evaluating services. Rightward's double arrow. Learn more about the roles and responsibilities of health and social care professionals in safeguarding children. Key considerations case commissioners prioritize when selecting social care providers. Case commissioners are directly involved in shaping the quality and accessibility of services. When choosing social care providers, they have many considerations in mind. At the heart of their decision-making process is always a person-centered approach. This approach underscores the importance of focusing on people and promoting community inclusion and equality. The commissioning objectives guide the selection process, following a cycle of analyze, plan, do, review. Each step is important in meeting the goals of a particular person, serving the people in that region with thoroughly evidenced strategies. Requiring a deep understanding of the community's needs, a strategic approach to planning, and a keen eye on the future, case commissioners focus on the following objectives. Quality of care. Commissioners seek providers who demonstrate a commitment to excellence, ensuring that people receive the best possible support tailored to their unique needs. This involves assessing providers' capabilities to deliver person-centered care, maintain safety and well-being, and community inclusion. Commissioners seek providers who prioritize continuous improvement, utilize evidence-based practices, and regularly train and develop teams. Providers must also show better outcomes in service delivery, such as positive feedback from care recipients and families, measurable improvements in quality of life, and a fast response to changing needs. By prioritizing high-quality care, commissioners can ensure that social care services are compassionate and empowering for the people they support. Range of services. Commissioners are entrusted with choosing providers who can deliver high-quality, personalized, and cost-effective services. The ability of a provider to offer a diverse range of services is an added advantage and a critical factor in this selection process. This breadth of services signifies the provider's capacity to meet the various needs of each person, adapt to changing circumstances, and deliver comprehensive care. When it comes to meeting people's diverse needs, each person requires a unique type of care. A provider that offers a range of services can meet a wider variety of needs, making it more likely that they can provide the right care for any given person. Accessibility and availability. The significance of accessibility and availability to commissioners when choosing social care providers lies in their ability to ensure that people receive the right support within their local communities. This leads to improved lives and positive outcomes across communities. These factors enable commissioners to establish integrated care systems and forge strong local partnerships, which are vital for delivering personalized services and enhancing overall care quality. Furthermore, prioritizing accessibility and availability addresses pressing issues and vulnerabilities, such as the effects of the aging population and the growing demand for social care services. This approach aligns with important legislative frameworks like the CARE Act 2014. It promotes the use of direct payments and individual service funds, granting citizens greater freedom and authority over their care decisions. Accessibility and availability empower commissioners to create a more inclusive, responsive, and sustainable social care system that meets the diverse needs of people who require complex care. Collaboration and communication. Integrated care, characterized by robust collaboration and communication, is vital for commissioners when selecting social care providers. It ensures that services are tailored to meet the diverse needs of the community efficiently. Additionally, social care providers can design and deliver person-centered services that improve overall care quality and outcomes by building solid partnerships among local authorities, other providers, support workers, and the people who require care. This collaborative approach helps reduce confusion, repetition, and gaps in service delivery, ensuring that people do not get lost in the system. Moreover, integrated care supports flexible and innovative care models, aligning with legislative frameworks and enhancing the sustainability of public health and social care systems. Effective communication and shared vision among social care providers and stakeholders are crucial for the success of these collaborations. They build trust and ensure that everyone is committed to the common goal of improving health and social care services. Ultimately, integrated care enables commissioners and care providers to provide more inclusive, responsive, and coordinated services that meet the needs of their populations. True co-production leverages the expertise of everyone involved, including people and their families and their diverse perspectives. Inclusivity and diversity. Diversity in social care means understanding that everyone is unique and recognizing our differences. This includes race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, age, physical abilities, religious beliefs, or other ideologies. Inclusivity, on the other hand, ensures that no one is excluded. It promotes equality by ensuring everyone has the right to the care they need, regardless of their circumstances. This is particularly important in social care, where the needs of people can vary greatly. It means treating people with dignity and respect and treating them as equals. Cost-effectiveness of social care services. While cost-effectiveness is a crucial factor in social care, it's important to note that the lowest-cost services and providers do not always equate to the best care. In fact, there can be a significant disparity between the cost and quality of care. Some providers may offer services at a higher cost, but the level of care, attention, and personalized service they provide can far outweigh the cost difference. These providers often invest more in their teams, training, and resources to ensure a higher standard of care, which can lead to better outcomes for people. Therefore, commissioners should not overlook these providers simply because of their higher costs. Instead, they should consider the value and quality of care that these providers can offer. After all, in social care, the ultimate goal is to enhance the quality of life for care recipients, and sometimes, achieving this goal may require a higher investment. Rightward's double arrow. Learn more about How healthcare providers can demonstrate value to case commissioners. Positive outcomes through collaborations with social care providers. Social care delivers the right services to people who need them most. It contains a wide range of services designed to support people in their daily lives, including disability support, mental health services, primary care services, and more. The effectiveness of social care mainly depends on the collaboration between various stakeholders, including service providers and commissioners. This collaboration can lead to improved service provision, more efficient use of resources, and ultimately, better outcomes for people. Collaborations between commissioners and social care providers can lead to several positive outcomes. Development of comprehensive care plans. Collaborations can lead to a deeper understanding of people's needs, resulting in support better tailored to those needs and preferences. Strengthening the social care sector. Collaborations can strengthen the social care sector as a whole. By working together, commissioners and providers can advocate for policy changes that benefit people and improve the sustainability of the sector. They can also share best practices and learn from each other, leading to continuous improvement in the quality of care. Innovation. Engaging with providers allows commissioners to stay abreast of the latest developments in the field and incorporate innovative practices into their commissioning strategies. This can lead to the provision of more up-to-date, higher-quality services. Working with LEAF Complex Care. At the heart of our mission lies the profound connection we build with the people we serve, their cherished families, and care professionals. Their needs, dreams, and aspirations direct our actions, leading us towards supporting people to reach positive outcomes. If you are looking for a care provider that enables human-first support in people's own homes, delivered by care teams highly trained in strengths-based practices, meeting people's desired outcomes, please contact us today. Therapy team. Our therapy team creates person-centric ways of support and applies the PERMA model for well-being and the capable environments model, putting people's needs at the heart of their support. Are you in need of a multidisciplinary team of PBS specialists, speech and language and occupational therapists? Therapeutic support. Rapid response service. For smooth transitions from hospitals to people's own homes, LEAF's rapid response team ensures people get the right care in place within 4 to 6 hours of the initial call. Depending on the location provided, let us be your support system in managing crisis situations by providing proactive care and positive behavior support, PBS, strategies. Crisis support. Offices. Bristol, Birmingham and Somerset. Read more about other topics. Blog. Home safety tips for post-operative recovery. Home safety and post-operative recovery is vital for reducing the risk of accidents and complications after surgery, ultimately improving well-being and promoting healing. This blog provides valuable insights and practical. Read more. Blog. BPD splitting. Symptoms and causes. How often do you see things completely positive or negative, only to change your mind in a few moments or hours? Does this affect your relationships with your loved ones? Read more. Blog. Autism meltdown triggers. An autism meltdown happens when an autistic person experiences an overwhelming situation. Autistic individuals often have heightened sensory sensitivities to things like noise and light and may struggle with changes. Read more.